I want to speak to Connor, who's on this line. Connor, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Connor, I am good. You picked the right rugby game to go to because Connor, indeed, is our man at the rugby, our Frank's rugby fan for the game that has just gone by. And without any hesitation or doubt, I can only say, Connor, you picked the right match. I lost count when we got over 50, Connor. 58 in the end.
Yeah, 58. I think everybody around us had to kind of keep looking at the scoreboard just to make sure we knew what the score was.
Yeah, it was an incredible display and arguably, possibly the, I would say yes, the best try ever scored at the Aviva. One of the best tries ever scored even at the Address, going right back into Lansdowne Road days. You're a young man, Connor, but do you remember tries like that one being scored years ago when you were a child sitting on your daddy's knee?
Well, I'd love to say I don't remember seeing many tries like that, but a bit of a confession. Actually, myself and my brother were getting a burger when that try was scored.
Oh!
So we chose the wrong time to leave our seats.
I don't believe you.
Well, neither do I. I sort of have watched it back on a couple of videos and we're both saying to ourselves, sort of, what a time to go and try and grab some burger and chips, eh?
Do you know, Connor, I'd love to throw that out to people because a friend of mine, Brian Lamb, was in class with me at St Coleman's way back in 1976. And we were all buzzing because Brian was going over with his big brother to watch Manchester City playing in the League Cup final. And Brian went to the toilet when Dennis Stewart scored the overhead goal.
Oh my goodness.
Like, it was one of the best City goals ever. And he didn't see it. He saw it on the big match with Brian Moore the next day. And I remember him coming back and we were saying, what was it like at Wembley? He says, you won't believe this. He says, I missed the goal. I was out of the loo. So anyone else who's listening who missed something, a particular event, doesn't have to be a sporting event, anything you missed because you were looking the wrong way or you went for a burger or a pee or whatever, I would love to hear from you this morning. But so, Connor, apart from missing arguably the best try ever, how was the day for you?
Okay, it was a great day. And luckily that try was scored at sort of the opposite end. We were sitting, myself and my brother were right behind the posts at the second half. So we saw Jared Payne, obviously the Ulster man, run right through the posts right in front of us because we were only five rows away from the pitch. So we got to see quite a lot of tries, obviously, the second half. They were running them in for fun. So we did. We had a great day. The atmosphere was incredible. And then sort of where we were sitting, there seemed to be a lot of people from Northern Ireland. So we were able to get to chat to people. And then, yeah, it really was a great day.
And do you think Ireland will build from that now? Can they take some hope or were Italy just really poor?
Well, sort of trying to take nothing away from Italy, but sort of the opponents didn't seem quite up to it. In saying that, next week or the week after next will be tough against Scotland. Of course, Scotland beating France at the weekend there was an incredible score for them. The first time in 10 years since they've beaten France. And if they play the way that they did against France, sort of, we'll have a very tough game on our hands.
I think England will take the Grand Slam.
Because France beat Scotland, of course, England's already got the Six Nations. I would say yes, probably. England are playing very well. It's just a shame for them, I guess, that they didn't play so well during the World Cup. And the new managers obviously come in and they've made them work well together.
Connor, we should have you as our full-time updater on all things that happen in the rugby world. You're obviously a young lad that plays the game.
Well, I don't actually play. Just that I'm a massive sports fan. Sort of, I played rugby in school and I wasn't very good at it. But that doesn't take away from my interest in it. All sports, I'm a massive sports fan.
And unfortunately, a big fan of a burger at the wrong time as well. But Connor, great speaking to you, fella. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for doing it Friday and Monday for us.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. Thank you very much, Frank.
It's a pleasure. Anytime you want to be on, just give us a shout.
Excellent. Thank you, Niall.
There's a young man with a broadcasting future. That is Connor Patton.